In the Gemara Beya on 11a, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and so we're in the middle of the Mishnah. The person is preparing the pigeons or birds that he wants to use. He's preparing the pigeons and the birds that he wants to use for Yom Tov. He wants to use them. You can't just take not prepared, they're mukhtza, to just shech them. You have to prepare them from before Yom Tov. So the Mishnah seems to say something really obvious that we don't understand why the Mishnah has to even say that. The Mishnah says that Be'in Ein Shom Elohein, he prepared two. There was only two pigeons there, and he prepared them, those two. He prepared them while they were inside the nest. There was only two. There was nobody else around. Now he finds these two on the ledge in front of the nest. So the Mishnah says, if there is only these two, Hare'elu Mutarim, then you can use them, because we know these must be the ones that came from inside the nest, because these are the ones that was there from before, so they must be there now. Rashi, V'im ein shom Elohein, Zokt Rashi, im ein sviva seyem esmoil, elo, Hain Bays, if yesterday around them in their environment there was only two pigeons over there, only they two, so then we say Hare Elu Mutorim, then these are permissible. Why? Because there was nobody else there. There was two inside the nest. There's two in the front. The Vaday Elu Sheizmin Betoich HaKan, these are definitely those that he prepared inside of the cane, inside of the nest. Ubo lufanel, and they came in front, so we don't have to worry about maybe these are others, and maybe these are not the ones that are prepared. We don't have to worry about that. Why? If there was two before and nobody else was there, and now you have another two, we're going to assume that those are the two that you prepare, and you can use them. Seems almost obvious, but let's see what the Gemara is going to develop this. So the Gemara says, Heichi Domi. How are we dealing with? What is the case of these pigeons that he prepared? I leimo b'mefurochim. If you're going to stay, we're talking about pigeons that can fly. Mefurochim, they are flying, which means Rashi teaches mefurochim, gedolim, they're big, uperchim lemerochik, and they fly for a distance. So, in that case, how are you sure that the ones that are sitting here are the ones that came from the inside? Ikolimemer, but there is still to say, Hanach ozlu la'alma, those that were here prepared from the cane, they went around, they went somewhere else to the world. And v'hani achrininu, and these two that are there now are others. Just because there was two inside, those are not the same that were inside. We see two birds, maybe those from the inside left. And these are two new ones, so why could you use them? So you're going to say no. So what are we talking about? Hello. You're going to say we're talking about bimedadin. Medadin means they hop. Those little chicks, they can't fly yet, but they can hop. They can jump around. So you don't need to worry that these flew away, or that they came from elsewhere because they can't fly. So they must be from here. So the Gemara says, still we don't understand. Even if you didn't see anybody, but if there is a nest within 50 amo, that is the amount that little chicks jump, even if they can't fly. But if it's 50 amo, they can get there. So if there is another cane, another nest within 50 amo, so then how do you know that these are from this nest? They have jumped. They hopped over from the other nest here.
Didn't we say that the nests were, in the Mishnah, you needed a ladder to get up to the nest?
Yes.
So they can jump up, hop, hop, hop. But if they're up, high up, they're not going to jump down.
Yeah, good point. I'm assuming that I don't know if all nests need to be on the top like the scenario in the Mishnah, but my real assumption is that they probably lined up and these, there is a possibility, as the Gemara is asking you, that there is a possibility to hop from the other nest over here. I hear what you're saying. You're saying if they can't hop, it's like saying if it's more than 50 amma. But the Gemara is saying, you'll see the Gemara's question. You'll see why there's a problem. In other words, if it's possible for them to get here, so maybe those are the ones that got it. Now you're saying they can't get there because it's high up. How are they going to get there? So why do you even have to say it? It's obvious. So we know that these are the bird. Where do they come from? So then the Mishnah is Pshita. Then it's obvious. That's going to be the question. If there is a possibility for them to get here, so then you have to say, no, we're not going to suspect that they came from there. But if there's no possibility to get there, so why would we even have to deal with this? Let's look in the Rashi again. Adadu, Moisiken, from that, maybe they are the ones that jumped from that nest. As the Gemara continues to explain, that up to 50 amo, the chicken can jump. So maybe the pigeon came from the next one. You're going to say, "Be the leko kain b'tei chamishim amo." If there's no cane within 50 amo, or you're suggesting that in order to get from one cane to the other cane, you can't just jump. You have to fly. And since they don't fly, so we know that they didn't fly. So that's the same as saying there's no cane between Chamishim Amo. So then the Gemara asks, Pshito de Mutorim, then it's obvious that they're permissible because they couldn't come from anywhere else because they had to get here. And the only way they can come here is from where? Is from the nest. So why do we even have to tell you that you're okay to use them when there's no possibility to come from somewhere else? So that seems to be too obvious for the Mishnah to have to say this halacha. That's what the Gemara said. And the Gemara quotes Omer Marukva Bar Choma, because Marukva Bar Choma says that kol hamadade. All those that hop or jump don't go more than 50 amma. So if there is no cane beyond 50 amma, they couldn't get it. We don't have to tell you the din. If there is a cane within 50 amma, so how do you know it's not from that cane? But I was also wondering, I'm sure you have to look at the Mefarshim, but what happened to those birds that were here? If they can't fly, I'm assuming that nobody can fly. So maybe these birds switched with the other ones. I don't know. So we have to see why. But the Gemara's main question is, it seems to be either obvious, or why should it be okay if they have the possibility of coming here? And the Gemara says, La'oilam di'iko kain betoy chamishim amo. There is another kain within 50 amo. And they could get there. However, you have to turn a corner. Ukoin de kaimo bekeren zovis. That the nest is at a corner of the house, and it doesn't see directly to the other nest from it. Rashi bekeren zovis, she zovis habayit boilet lahala min hashevich. The corner of the house protrudes further than the shevach, so the shevach can't see. V'kein ze shezimen boy oimed litzdodim. This is standing on the side. So, in other words, the house corner is further than the nest, and the nest that he prepared is on the side. The Ihabe Osi Lahocha, had those birds come to here, Lahavichazi Likane, they could not see their nest. Had they come to this new nest, they cannot see their nest. Shazovis shall bayis and medes lefonov. Because the corner of the house is obstructing in front of them. So if they came here, they could not see their nest. So, therefore, we don't really worry that they came from there. But now we have to tell you what the chiddush, but there's a chiddush here. Mahu de teima, you might think, adu adadu, that they actually jumped. You might say, Kamash Malone. Why did they jump over here? Because, you know, maybe they happened to come here. So, therefore, Kamash Malone, Kail Hecha de Medada, Vahodr Chazi Lekane Medada. So, what he's trying to tell you, whenever she can jump and then she can see her nest after she jumps, she'll jump there. V'iloi, but if she doesn't see her nest where she jumps, loi medada, then she's not going to jump there. Basically, the Mishnah is telling you some natural facts of how the behavior of a pigeon, that only if it can see where it's coming from will it go to the other place. But if it can't see, then it's not going to jump. And that's why, if you prepare two and you find the two, even though it was at a corner and it obstructed, still you can use them, because we're not worried that it came from there since they can't see. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We'll do the next Mishnah.
Well, Chris, yeah, the one thing you think about pigeons is they're homing pigeons, right? That's the one thing they do, they find a way back.
If I'm not sure if they're homing pigeons, what is a homing pigeon? Is a kind of a pigeon, or every, it's a...
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know nothing about pigeons, other than that.
Yeah, other than what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
All right, next Mishnah. So we already had this, Gemara brought down this Mishnah before. And here we have Machloikes b'Shamay and b'Shilel. Whether you can use an item which is normally used for a prohibited job on Yontif, can you use that item for something permissible? Let's look inside. B'Shamay Yomirim, B'Shamay say, ein neutlim es ha'eli lekatziv olav basar. Eli is a thick board, a heavy piece of wood. And when you use a crushing, when you crush things, a grinder, so they used to put this heavy board on top to crush. So on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to grind. So this board is considered as a keli whose job is for iser. It's meant for prohibition. So even though you want to use this board to butcher meat on it, you want to cut meat on the board. He says, "Ain again, ain neutli nesa eli." That's heavy board. Lekatzav olav basar, to butcher on it meat, to cut up the meat on it. And Rashi explains the eli is malachto leisur. The job normally is for a prohibition, that is lichtoish b'machteshes, to crush in a crusher. Mishum hachi osri le b'shamay, and that's why b'shamay says can't use something which is normally designated for an isur, even though now you want to use it to butcher, you want to cut the meat, but you can't use it. Ubeisilil matirin, Beisilil said it's permissible. I mean, we know that's the halacha, let's say on Shabbos. If you want to use a hammer is considered lachta leisur. Shabbos, you're not allowed to bang nails. But what happens if you wanted to use the hammer to lean the plate on it? Then it'll be okay, because you're using something which is a keli, but even though it's melachta leisur, you can do it for permissible. That's why Beis Hillel matir. But here we're talking about yontif. B'shamay emrim, another halacha, they said, a noisnim esa'oir lifnei hadirson. So on Shabbos, on yontif, you shechted the animal. Now the question is, what do you do with the skin? Now the skin, as soon as while it's still soft, people used to get it ready to make a leather out of it, but you had to put it through a tannery, and one of the ways of doing it is for the people to step on it. So you put it outside your yard and lets people step on it to help you, since you can't do that. The loyag behenu, and also you can't pick up the piece of hide, the skin, elim ken yeshimoy kizayis basar, because the skin itself is mokse, he says, unless it has with it the size of an olive of meat, which means then it's considered to be a food, and that's bottled to the food. The skin is bottled to the food. And then you can raise it. But otherwise you're not allowed to. U'beisilil matirin. But Beisilil permits it. Beisilil were lenient. They didn't want people not to enjoy yontif. And if he was going to have to lose the skin, if he shechts the animal on yontif, can't really wait till after yontif to go ahead and have it stepped on. So therefore, the person, they're not going to shecht it, because he doesn't want to lose his skin. So therefore, Beis Hillel says that it is permissible, because the Chachamim allowed for that. We'll see a little bit more in the Gemara, and the Gemara already explained it before. Next week, Zog the Gemara. Tono. So we learned in a Braisa that Vishavin, and they both will agree that Sheim Kotzav Olav Bosor. Okay, you use the Eli and you used it for meat. So according to the Beis Hillel, you were allowed to. But once you used it already, that doesn't mean that you can go ahead and use the Eli again, only because you're allowed to move it because it was for the purpose. But let's say if you want to move it, you want to take it out of the sun, let's say, what do you want to do, then you could do it. Yeah, what's over? Huh? The Shabbos. Excellent. Shir Koyach. Sorry for not remembering. I say sorry for not remembering. Okay, good. Excellent. So the Gemara says that once you used it, you can't just use it again on Yom Tov just to move it around for its own need. Why? They say this abedlei shoslo talta, this abedlei tzorich Yom Tov, because whatever you needed for Yom Tov, you already did. You cut up the meat. There's no need to move it anymore. So therefore, you can't. In other words, it doesn't become permissible now like something which is permissible. It still has malach de le'isr. It still remains that way. Its only thing is you can use it for when you need it. And then you can't use it anymore. I guess unless you need to cut up some more meat or something, or you need to use it for. But not because the needs of Yom Tov have already been done, and now it's also done. Now, Amar Abaye comes in also, he says something else. He says, Machloikis ba'ali. Ali is the, like I said, is the heavy piece of board that puts down the grinder, that presses down, grounds the meat. But there's another vessel called Tavrogarmi. It's interesting, the name of it is, it's a bone breaker. That's, I guess, a board that you cut, a cutting board that you cut meat on it. You know, that's, but they call it, a Tavrogarmi, a bone breaker. That's the name of that board. But he says, a bone breaker, Tavrogarmi, and Rashi says, "Ham yuchedes lekatziv le'abosar." That's designated to cut meat on it, to butcher the meat on it. That's what you use. So then, divra hakel muter. Everybody agrees that it's permissible because that's used for permitted. The ali is used for not permitted things. It's a crusher. You're not allowed to do it on a yonta, but the cutting board is okay. Not a problem. And the Gemara says, and soon we'll see in the Rashi, in the Gemara, why not? What's the problem? I mean, you know, like somebody said, if you put in a milchik spoon in a milchik pot, it's kosher, right? Because it's a milchik spoon in a milchik pot. What's the shaila? A milchik spoon in a fleshy pot is a problem. But a milchik spoon, so you're using a butchering something that is cutting up meat, why not? The Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Also, but the Gemara asks, Pshita alitanam. The Gemara is asking, this is obvious because it says Eli, it's talking about Eli. Why would you think that you cannot, there's no machlokes over there? And the Gemara says, no, maybe Beishamai would usher even a regular cutting board. Ma'u detema, you might think, why is Abaye coming to tell us? Because you shouldn't think, Ma'u detema, hu adin dat filu tavr garmi nami. Maybe even if it breaks bones, you also cannot use that on Yom Tov, according to Bishamai. So why does it say Eli? Ma'u the tema, who adin dafil davra garme asri be shamay. And what would be the reason? Rashi explains now, what would be the reason? Why would we asr a tavra garment? Dilma basar de tiltalo mamlich v'loy tovar. Because maybe after he moved it, he's going to change his mind and not going to break it. Meaning, I guess I'm trying to think if this tavra garmi is not just a regular cutting board, it's like a strong cutting board which you cut the bones on it. But the person may want to, you know, cut down the bones now, but he's going to change his mind. And it turns out that he troubled himself in vain. Again, it must be that this must be like a special, I mean, why don't we say anything you're going to use in Yalta, maybe you'll change your mind and you slept it for no reason, but break a bone breaker, a tavar garmi, apparently is a special, so maybe according to the Bisham, it will be Osir. Now, if that's Osir, so why does Bishamai only say about the Eli that it's Osir? Should have said a Tavra Garmi also. You're going to say, the reason he mentions Eli is to teach you that Beis Hillel is permitting not only a Tavra Garmi, but even a Eli. Nafilu dover shamalachte li'isur. Namisharut, that they even allow something which is for an Isur. Kamash Malon, he teaches you that, no, that even Beis Shammai will not have a problem with using this Tavra Garmi. It looks to me, again, I have to look it up, but Tavra Garmi looks, it's sort of a bigger, heavier, it's a more involved procedure with the meat over there. And a person may or may not decide to do it or not to do it, you know, and therefore there's even a svara that the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe Beis Shammai will say no, can't do that because you're going to change your mind. But in any event, since it's a melachta leheter, there's no disagreement. You would think that Eli is written to tell us that Beis Hillel allows even an Eli. But maybe Beis Shammai will not allow even a Tavra Garmi. So he says, no, that it's okay. Now, Ika da Amri Omar Abaye, other people say that Abaye said it. So Ika da Amri Omar Abaye le nitzrcho elo afilu Tavra Garmi Chadeto. That he himself was saying it. It's not like Mor is asking a question and an answer, but Abai himself suggested. He says, the reason I need to tell this is, why am I telling you this din, that even a Tavra Garmi you can move, is because we're talking a brand new Tavra Garmi. Even though it's a brand new Tavra Garmi, still, Beis Shammai will say it's okay. And Abai himself is saying this. Ikadam Ramechulu. Ki oisvino pshita Eli tnan. When we ask the question, it says Eli. So it's obvious that it doesn't include a Tavra Garmi. So Shoni Abaye Gufa, so Abaye himself is answering Hochi. He himself is saying this. That Lo Nitzrcha Elo Hoda Amor Arinon Avol Tavra Garmi Divraka Mutar. This that we're saying, that if it's a bone breaker, that special board, Divraka Mutar, Elo le Tavra Garmi Chadete. Only if we're talking about a kind of a board, a bone breaker, which is brand new. Shaloi Kotzav Aleho Me'olam. He had never used it yet. This is something brand new. And therefore, Dika Lemechas the Chayis Alo Mimlach. So there is to worry, he may, oh, I'm not going to use it up now. And maybe he's not going to want to use it. So it turns out that he troubled himself schlepping this Tabragarmi. And that's why Abai is saying, no, that Beshamai will made it, even though it's a new Tabragarmi, that you can use it on Yontev. Kamash Malon, that you can use it. Frag the Gemara, but how could we say, Ubeishamai loichayshi lamluchi? Don't Beishamai worry about changing the mind? How come they taka don't? Why can you use? Why does Abaye say that according to Beishamai, you can use even a brand new one, even though he might want to change his mind? Is loichayshi lamluchi? They don't worry about changing the mind? Bitmia is in a question mark. Uporich l'Abaye. So it's a question of Abaye, because Abaye learned, according to Beishamai, we don't worry. The Gemara brings a braisa v'otanya. We learned in a braisa. Beishamai yoimrim. Beishamai say, ein v'ilichim taboch v'saki neitzel behema. You can't bring a butcher, a shoichet, and a knife to the animal. So let's say you want to shecht a behema, and the shoichet and the knife, you have to bring them from far. Can't bring them from far, Bishamai says. Same thing the reverse. V'loy behema etzel tavoch v'sakin. You can't bring them, you can't move them a distance on Yontev, because you might change your mind. If they were distant, you have to bring them from somewhere else. Can't bring them. Why? Maybe after you troubled, you brought this butcher and you brought the sakin, and then you're going to change your mind, you're not going to do it. So we do worry, according to Beishamai, that you might change your mind. That Bryce, it says, Meilichin say it says that you could take them one to the other. Further, another example where we see that Beishamai, in that same Bryce, that Beishamai is worried. He says, Ein Meilichin tavlin u'moduch. Tavlin are the spices, moduch is the grinder. And this is a small one, which I guess you can use on Yontev. That's Rashi says it's a buchna. It's a kind of a small thing that you could use to grind or to crush the spices in a meducha, but you can't bring it to the meducha. If they're far away, you can't bring it. And the same thing again, in other words, you're not allowed to trouble yourself on Yom Tov. Why? Because you might change your mind. And it ended up being in trouble. You could bring it into another. So how come over here you're not worried that this new tabargarma, this new board that he never used, that he's going to change his mind and not use it? And the Gemara says, what kind of a comparison is it? Over there is likely to change the mind. Bishloima behema osi la'amluchi. By behema, he might come to change your mind. The Omar, because he will say, over there, nishbek hai behema kusha, umaisina behema achriti dishamina mene. Let me leave this lean animal, and let me bring another animal which is fatter than this one. He'll change his mind. And the same thing is by Akedera, when we talk about a pot. Nami osi li amaluchim. The person will also change his mind. somebody will say, Nishbek Haikidated the boy Tablin, forget about this pot that requires spices. My sina achrina the loy boy Tablin, bring another one that doesn't require spices. Nishbek Haikidated. Zakrashi, min tavshul ze sheyet serich Tablin. Let's leave alone this ktera, this food that needs spices like meat and onions need to be spiced up. Let me get something. So therefore, there's a worry that he might change his mind. But hacha ma'ikal memer, what are you going to say over here? That what? Mimlech b'le tovar. That he's going to change his mind. And then he's not going to break it? What is he not going to do? Kivon the shachte the tvira kaima. Once you shachted it, is there to be broken to use the board? So we're not worried that you're going to change your mind and you're not going to use the board anymore. We're going to say that you're going to probably use that. Let's do another piece, right? Okay, another piece, yeah? Eshamay Emrim. That you're not allowed to put the skin to step it. Bishama doesn't allow you to step on the skin. Tana, we learned in a braisa, but Vishavim, they both agree. Shemolchin ala basar litzli. One of the things you do for the skin, you put salt on it. The salt softens it. So, if you want to roast the meat. So when you cook meat, you have to salt it a lot more. If you roast it, you just need a little salt. So a little bit of salt that you use for the meat, if you want to salt it over that piece of hide, the piece of skin, and it will turn out that the skin will be getting ready, you're working through the skin, that's okay. B'shamim will also allow to salt the meat for the roasting. That much salt is okay. Shemochin olav, v'avapi shamelech moyil liibud. Even though the salt helps to work it out. Amar Abaye leishanu ela litzli. That this, you can only do it a little bit. That you use enough salt that you use for roasting it on the fire. Let's see. You don't have to salt it well a lot. But for if you want to use it in a pot, no, you can't use it. Because that's too much. It's too obvious evidence that you're salting it to fix the skin on Yantar. You can't do it. This is obvious. Let's it says you can only do it sli. Why do you have to say that you can't salt for a kedera? And the Gemara says, "Kamashmul on what he's trying to tell you, that filu litzli ken kedera aser. If you want to salt for the roasting, but you're going to put a ton of salt like you do for a pot, you're still not allowed to, because that's too much salt. Kamashmul on that filu litzli ken kedera aser. Even if you're roasting it, even if it's similar to a kedera, it's your high." When Abaya says that you can't use it for gedera, he's not talking about you're going to actually salt it. It's sli ke'en gedera, ko'amar. He's saying a sli which is similar, which is like a gedera, ko'amar. Ke'goin, Adam ha'meleach sli yofa yofa, if you're salting the roast, the what you're gonna roast very well, korev limlichas basar. That's almost like salting meat shelotzerich gedera, which is for a pot. And don't make them loytema called slishari. Don't say any. If you're doing it for roasting, it's okay. No, he's trying to tell you, but keep the amount of salt down. You're gonna think, oh, I'm doing it for roasting, so I can put a lot. It's okay. I'm not gonna worry. He says, no, you have to do it in a way of a little bit so that it should be recognized. Okay.